الله وبركاته. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن إلى آخر الآية. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. Amidst the hustle and bustle of everyday life, Ramadan, by the will of Allah, is the lifeline that we desperately need, through which we gain patience through our fasting, we gain tranquility through the night prayer, we gain tazkiyah, purification through tawbah, repentance, and we find comfort in dua, and we find contentment of the heart through our dhikr. For this Ramadan to be our best, we must begin preparing from now, spiritually and physically. By preparing in the month of Sha'ban, which we have now entered, we are most likely to taste the sweetness of fasting and qiyam if we begin preparing from now, inshallah. So here are some practical advices on what we can do to begin preparing for the holy month of Ramadan in this month of Sha'ban. The first advice for today is to start fasting, especially if we have qada fasts. Aisha radiallahu anha said, I did not see him, meaning Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, fast in any month as much as he fasted in the month of Sha'ban. In another hadith, Usama ibn Zayd radiyallahu anhuma said to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, O Messenger of Allah, I do not see you fasting in any month as much as you fast in Sha'ban. So he sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied that it is a month which people do not pay much attention to, between Rajab and Ramadan. It is a month in which the actions are taken up to the Lord of the worlds, and I like that my deeds are taken up whilst I am in the state of fasting. Just as performing the sunnah prayers before the farad prayer awakens the heart, it prepares us to enter into the farad prayers with greater khushu' and compensates for the deficiencies of the farad prayer, fasting before the holy month of Ramadan prepares you for the Ramadan that is coming physically and spiritually. Hafiz ibn Rajab rahimahullah, he writes, as Sha'ban is a prelude to Ramadan, fasting and reciting Quran has been prescribed in it, just as it has been prescribed in the holy month of Ramadan. This is so that you are prepared to enter Ramadan and you train yourself to perform acts of worship, acts of obedience. By becoming accustomed to fasting in Sha'ban, fasting in Ramadan will become much easier for us. Similarly, experiencing the sweetness of fasting in Sha'ban will help us to fast in Ramadan with greater enthusiasm. And if we have any outstanding fasts, qada fasts from last Ramadan, then we must use this holy month of Sha'ban to make up for those fasts. The second advice for today is to increase in our recitation of the Holy Quran. Hafiz ibn Rajab rahimahullah, he writes, the predecessors before us, They used to devote themselves to the recitation of the Holy Quran in the month of Sha'ban. And they would say, the month of Sha'ban is the month for the reciters. Set a realistic, yet slightly ambitious target for recitation for this month to ensure you have a smoother entry into Ramadan. It may be increasing our recital by one page. It might be increasing our recital by a few minutes. It might be increasing it for even up to an extra half an hour. Whatever we do, whether we increase the amount of time or we increase the amount of pages that we're reading, either way, we should begin slowly increasing on what we normally do. And if on our normal occasions we hardly ever pick up the Holy Quran, this is the month in which we must begin clearing off the dust from the Holy Quran that is gathering on our shelf, pick it up without clean wudu, and hug and kiss the Quran as if we have missed it and we yearned for it. And then we should begin opening it and at least begin with one line. When you start reciting one line of the Holy Quran, Allah will place the tawfiq in your heart to read another, and then to read another, and then to read another. Because my beloved brothers, when we begin reading the Holy Quran with the emotion of love, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this Quran for me and you as a means of guidance, as a means of reaching Him, as a means of gaining His pleasure, as a means of getting the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts, then we will never want to put it down if we read it with this mentality. When Sha'ban would begin, Amr ibn Qais rahimahullah would close his shop and he would free himself for the recitation of the Holy Quran. And then he would say, glad tidings for the one who rectifies himself before the month of Ramadan comes. The third advice for today is to start trying to pray tahajjud. If waking up for tahajjud prayer before Fajr is difficult, then we must pray a minimum of 2 raka'ah in addition to what we usually pray for Isha Salah before we go to sleep. There are a few misconceptions regarding tahajjud, which inshallah we will clear here. The time for tahajjud, the night prayer, begins immediately after the Isha prayer, from the time of Isha to the beginning of Fajr. Then we will split the night into 3 portions, and the last portion of the night is the best to pray. So for example, let's use this example to understand. If Isha is at 10 p.m., and Fajr is at 4 a.m., that's 6 hours of night. So we will split the 6 hours into 3 parts, and every 2 hours will be a portion of the night. So 10 p.m. to 12, this is the first portion of the night. 12 midnight to 2 a.m., would be the middle portion of the night. And 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. would be the last portion of the night. And yes, this is the most virtuous time to perform tahajjud prayer. But it does not mean that we completely neglect the tahajjud prayer if we cannot wake up in the final portion of the night. No, at least we will pray it in the first portion of the night. Some fuqaha are of the opinion that the time of tahajjud starts after one half of the night has already passed. Then the remaining half is split up into 3 parts. But this is not the majority scholarly opinion. Once you have finished our Isha prayers, before we pray witr, we will add an extra 2 raka'ah of nafil, and we will make intention for tahajjud prayer. Then we will pray our witr, as it is preferred for the last salah of the night to be performed to be our witr prayer. This is why people who have a habit of praying tahajjud, mashallah, they should delay their witr prayer until after they perform their tahajjud in the final portion of the night. But for some people, knowing that they still have their witr wajib to pray, it serves as an encouragement to wake up from their bed and to pray, because they still think, I've got my witr to pray. And then when they wake up, they perform their tahajjud, they perform their witr, they stay awake, and then they read their fajr. For some people, this is easy for them. But if we are doubtful that if we go to sleep and we will not wake up for tahajjud and we will miss our witr, then do not do this. If we are doubtful of waking up, then pray two rakats, nafil, with our Isha, and pray your witr salah. Then go to sleep. Then let's say we go to sleep, and after it happens that we wake up in the last portion of the night, and we feel motivated and encouraged to pray our tahajjud. This is fantastic. Get up, do your wudu, and pray tahajjud in units of two rakats. And do not repeat your witr, because you've already prayed your witr with Isha. Your first witr is sufficient, and you cannot read two witrs in one night. Some people believe that you can only pray witr, you can only pray tahajjud if you go to sleep. Then you wake up to pray it. Yes, it's more virtuous if you do this, because of the sacrifice of separating yourself from your warm bed is great. But if you're already awake at that time for some reason, maybe you're working or you're suffering from sleep, insomnia, then pray your tahajjud. It will still be counted as tahajjud. And finally, if we are punctual with our tahajjud, make sure that we are even more punctual for our fajr prayer. Do not let shaitan fool us by saying, "Mashallah, you made your tahajjud, and this is a substitute for your farad prayer." Na'udhu billah. So if we're praying our tahajjud, most definitely we will wake up for the fajr prayer. The fourth advice for today is to give charity, to get in the habit of giving sadaqah. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Whoever provides iftar for a fasting person, he will have the same reward as him, without anything being diminished from the reward of the fasting person." And as you all know, alhamdulillah, every day in the holy month of Ramadan, this masjid, Islamic Center Scotstoun, provides iftar every single day to the public. And the cost of providing an iftar for one day, which I believe is £600, due to the rising costs. So if you would like to sponsor a day, or a few friends would like to get together and chip in and cover one day, then simply let the management know which day you would like to book. We give charity in the holy month of Sha'ban, and if, so that the poor can gain energy and fast in Ramadan and perform Qiyam, as our predecessors used to do. You know, when you give charity in this month, then it means that the poor people, the people that are in need, their Ramadan will go a lot smoother. An additional benefit is that if you intend to donate iftar to the poor countries, to people in different countries, then send it in the month of Sha'ban, so it is more likely to reach them for the beginning of Ramadan, allowing them to receive the full benefit in the holy month of Ramadan. And as Sha'ban entered, the Muslims would dedicate themselves to their mushafs, and they would recite Quran, and they would take out their zakat on their wealth so that it could support the poor in the month of fasting. The fifth advice for today is to start reading or listening to bayanat or listening to lectures which will boost our iman. We slowly start weaning ourselves off that thing which just snatches our time away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we slowly start distancing ourselves from YouTube, from TikTok, from Instagram, from Snapchat, from Netflix, from TV, from any form of social media, from game consoles, whatever is distracting us. We slowly start weaning ourselves away from these things, and we substitute it with that which will remind us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and which will boost our iman. The sixth advice for today is to clear our hearts. As this is the month where your yearly actions are raised to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will purge and cleanse our heart of any hatred and any grudges that we have in our heart. We will forgive those people who have wronged us, and we will start talking to the people who we have not talked to for in a long time. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Indeed, Allah looks down in the middle of the night of Sha'ban, and He forgives all of His creation except anyone who commits shirk or harbors hatred in their heart." We will use this month to cleanse our heart and to forgive anybody that has hurt us. My beloved brothers, forgiving somebody is an extremely difficult thing to do, because they have hurt you and they have broken your heart. but it takes a very big person to forgive and to begin clearing that hatred and then to build their bridges and to build those bridges that were burnt and to build the connection again. This is why there is so much reward for it. Do not think that it is easy. It is very difficult, but it takes a very big person to do it. May Allah give us the ability to do this. The seventh advice for today is to hold ourselves to account. Our actions are raised up daily to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala twice, once in the morning and once in the evening. Then they are raised up weekly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala twice, on Monday and Thursday. They are then raised up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yearly in Sha'ban. Thus the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam liked for his annual performance review, which you can call it, to correspond with him being in the state of fasting. We will use this month to evaluate our last year's actions, and we will do as much ibadah as we can so that the angels will ascend to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our good deeds. We will evaluate, how did we spend our last Ramadan? Did we dedicate a lot of time to reciting the Quran? Did we used to read tahajjud? Did we give sadaqah? Did we keep all of our fasts? Did we control our tongue? Did we remove any bad habits from ourselves? We will evaluate. And then if we were short on any of those things, we will seek to be performing better in this holy month of Ramadan. The eighth advice for today, my beloved brothers, is to purify ourselves before Ramadan by seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will seek an abundant amount of forgiveness and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in sincere repentance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "So seek your Lord's forgiveness and to turn to Him in repentance. Surely your Lord is most merciful and He is most loving." We will purify our heart to welcome the holy month of Ramadan in the best manner possible. Don't let our sins prevent us from tasting the sweetness of ibadah in Ramadan. Wahib ibn Warad, rahimahullah, he was asked, "Can the sinner taste the sweetness of worship?" He said, "No, not even the one who considers doing this." So for us to take maximum benefit of the holy month of Ramadan, we must try and wipe our slate clean by seeking tawbah, by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all of our shortcomings. Those that we did in public, those that we did in private, those that we did knowingly, and those that we did unknowingly. The ninth advice for today is to take the following physical steps. Firstly, we will try to adjust our sleeping routine from now so that our body is adjusted by the time Ramadan begins. Secondly, to save time and to value the precious time in the holy month of Ramadan, if we are intending to buy Eid outfits and gifts, then buy them from now. If you are going to purchase new items this year, then do it now in the holy month of Sha'ban to avoid wasting precious time in Ramadan by shopping. The third advice is make a plan for a simple and nutritious iftar meal to avoid wasting time cooking in the holy and blessed month of Ramadan. And fourth, plan how you are going to give your zakat and your sadaqah from now in the holy month of Ramadan. And the last and final advice for today, my beloved brothers, is to draw up our Ramadan timetable. We must plan a Ramadan timetable on when we are going to isolate ourselves from the world and attach ourselves to the Creator. How do we attach ourselves to Him? Through the Holy Quran, through our dhikr, through the various types of adhkar, through istighfar, by contemplating over the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and getting spiritually close to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through sending an abundance of salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and durood sharif and acting upon his sunnahs. And one thing that we will try to do is to revive a neglected sunnah. Our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described Sha'ban as a month which people do not pay much attention to between Rajab and Ramadan. This indicates that many people are heedless during this time, and it is especially virtuous to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in places and in times of heedlessness. It also helps us to perform deeds in secret, as others are heedless and thereby giving us a chance to increase in our sincerity and our ikhlas. Whilst we are all fasting in Ramadan, everybody knows we're fasting, but this is our chance to fast in secret, because not everybody will expect you to fast in Sha'ban. And the month of Rajab, which is mentioned by Abu Bakr al-Balkhi, he mentions that the month of Rajab is the month for planting, and the month of Sha'ban is the month for irrigating the crops, and the month of Ramadan is the time to benefit from your harvest. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Al-Mannan, the Bestower, allow us to revive the sunnah of increasing our worship in this month, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us all to reach the holy and blessed month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a Ramadan to remember, and make it a Ramadan in which we gain extreme closeness to Him. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح
إنك لا تخلف مع رحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.